Then Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Isn't that a marvelous promise? Truth and freedom as you abide in the word of Jesus. The word "abide" from the Greek is a very familiar word. It simply means to remain. I had a Bible class on Joshua this past Sunday, and if you go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God tells Joshua, "I want you to be speaking my word. I want you to be meditating on my word. I want you to be doing my word." That's abiding in Jesus' word. It's not just a head knowledge, but it is a head and heart knowledge that affects our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And as we abide in that word, Jesus promises us we will know truth, we will be free. There are people all over the world who are constantly striving after truth, constantly striving after freedom. But many times they don't know when or if they have found truth, and many times they may think they're free, but as Jesus explains only a few verses later, they are enslaved by their sin, by their spiritual ignorance. My dear students, you are privileged here at Emmanuel to be surrounded by the word of Jesus. Satan doesn't like that. Satan wants to create doubt in your minds. He wants to create confusion in your lives. He wants to strip you of the freedom that Jesus' words would give you. And that's when we need to turn back, to seek the counsel of the word of our Savior. For Jesus' promise remains true for you and me, just as it was to the people to whom he spoke it 2,000 years ago. Let me give you just a couple examples, some rather obvious, others perhaps not, about how Satan tries to deceive and so to enslave. One is secular. You've heard the name Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He was killed by some of our special forces he was captured or near captured by our special forces and then blew himself up with a suicide vest. But he was the head of ISIS. He was not a very good high school student. He wanted to enter the University of Baghdad to study law, but couldn't make it. So he studied Islamic theology instead. And Satan used that theology, that lack of truth, to enslave his mind and heart, and he sent countless people your age into marketplaces and mosques to blow themselves up, to create chaos. And he eventually blew himself up so as not to be captured. Sadly, that soul was lost. But let's come a little closer to home, to here on campus. It was my privilege to serve as a professor here for 10 years and as dean of students for 6 years. And one of the biggest problems that I ran into on an everyday normal basis was young people comparing themselves to other young people. And Satan used that comparison, which shouldn't be done. Each one of you is a created being of God, gifted in special ways. Your education is a time for you to discover those gifts, to develop those gifts, so you can prepare yourselves for everything that God has in store for you. But if you are led to compare yourselves, you begin to doubt, you begin to wonder, you begin to take your eyes off of the words, the counsel of Jesus, and you can easily become enslaved by feelings of inferiority. Or enslaved by feelings of superiority, pride. And that can lead you away from a proper understanding of what God has planned for you and the blessings he has in store for you. And so what you want to do is continue to abide in that word. Yes, take the opportunities to study the word in your religion classes, but don't limit it to that. Get yourself into a daily Bible reading time. Spend time thinking about what you read when you jog in the morning or you're walking from class to class. Spend time meditating upon the words of God, and he will bring you truth about himself, about yourself, about the reason for all of the problems in this world and the solution that is to be found in the grace of God and the redemptive work of Christ.